Blog Talk Radio.
Outreach Ministries on Sunday in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm Pastor Sabrina, and all of you are here, and Assistant Pastor Bill is here, and the Lord is here, and so we're all together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And God is in our midst doing great things. Great things he has done. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are so grateful to be here today. And we want to thank the Father for his intervention so that we could be here today. Amen? Amen. You know, God is good all the time. And when he says to you, let me work this out, that's the time for you to get out of the way. Okay, I'll say that again. The Father is so good to us. And when he says to you, let me work this out, that's the time to get out of the way.
Amen.
All of your little efforts and all of your little trying and all of your little striving don't match what he does in less than a blink. Amen?
Amen.
He watches you go through your thing, you know, go through your emotions, do your thing, and okay, God, I got that done. And then he goes, okay, now let me do this. And then it's time to go sit down and let him take over. Because in less than a blink, it'll be done. Amen?
Amen.
He is the great I am. I think that's our scripture for today. Isn't it our scripture in Exodus today? Amen. He said, I am that I am. Yes. I am can handle it. Not the dog food, the real one. Amen. Where did that come from? Uh-huh. But it's for dogs.
Thank God we're not dogs.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So I know that everybody's giggling now. Well, that's good because we need to repent of our sin. We need to giggle. So Heavenly Father, for those of you who are new, by the way, we just brought you right on in and treated you like you were family and like you knew everything we're doing. So we have Holy Communion. We celebrate the Lord's Supper at the beginning of the service, right after we repent of our sins. Amen? Amen. So Heavenly Father, you know who we are. You knew us before time began. And we're yours. Yes, we are yours. Sometimes we act like you, and sometimes we don't. And for the times when we don't, Lord, have mercy on us. We are but dust. We thank you for an opportunity for correction. We thank you for an opportunity for cleansing. We thank you for an opportunity for healing and for wholeness and for maturity and for wisdom and for grace and for power and for blessing. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood that was shed on Calvary and you took to the mercy seat just for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. There's power in your blood. And we live in that power every single day of our lives. Help us to trust you more, Lord. Help us to believe you and to obey you. Help us to grow as you called us to do, Lord, that others might look at our lives and see you. Not see us, see you. That's what our hope is, Lord. That's what our desire is. That's what our calling is. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent. We turn away from all of those thoughts that didn't trust you that we had all week long. You know we have those thoughts. They're called doubt. And we didn't trust you fully, and we were wrong. And we're not going to blame the demons for it. We're going to take responsibility for what we did. We allowed it. So, Father, forgive us. We're working on it. We're still trying to get Corinthians down. where we cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against your knowledge. And we bring every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We're still working that way. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for giving us power and grace to move forward with you and to become the people that you desired for us to be when you sent us into the earth. We give you praise, glory, and honor. And if you have your elements by now, we're going to enjoy this feast with the Lord. Amen? Amen. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Father, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. Yes, examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But, verse 31 is still here. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. And everybody said amen to that. Praise the Lord. Who wants to be condemned with the world? Not me and not you. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, all evil spirits, all demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous, and the church said amen.
Amen.
We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his kingdom in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. I'm waiting to hear that sound of the roar. You know this sound. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, electronic technology demons, Leviathan, Kundalini, water and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, and their attacks. We bind in Jesus' name all pain-inflicting devils, sleep deprivation devil, all sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, and their attacks in Jesus' name. Havana syndrome, brain changes, and injuries, all remote viewing, we bind in Jesus' name. We bind all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, all targeted radio frequency, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies in Jesus' name. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils, all mystic rituals and their intent, and we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians in Jesus' name. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, European, Caribbean, Latin, black magic and white magic and the work of every druid in Jesus' name. We return and these attacks to every sender in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide, all free-flying devils, all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, every spirit responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air. We return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse, devils, satanic worship, and witchcraft dedications in the name of Jesus. We bind the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We thank you, Father, that we can place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the formation of bullflies and other demonic insects. We bind spiders in their webs, trapping them in their webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity and supplanting. We bind Mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, attack, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, and stop, assassinate, divide, confound, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversion, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind defilement by wizards in Jesus' name. We bind the wizards, and we bind the defilement in Jesus' name. Every corrupting spirit is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Every corrupting spirit is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride and his kingdom and all of his underlings, and we chain them with eternal chains under darkness. We bind demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind devils attached to idols and idolatry and every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind Moloch and Baphomet and Python, Baphomet and his 72, Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, and Zeus. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual and ceremony and their meanings in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo the works of every demonic weapon, all fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind tumors in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into the truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We take authority, dominion, and power over every work of the enemy against our finances in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in the name of Jesus Christ. Every thieving devil, we bind the. We thank you, Father, that you rebuke the devourer for our sakes in Jesus' name. When the thief be found, he must return sevenfold what he stole in his whole house in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of every thieving devil. We are covered in the blood, and he cannot see us, nor detect us, nor find us in Jesus' name. We send his witchcraft back on himself in the name of Jesus, and we seal it up in him in the name of Jesus. The monies that we have belong to the kingdom of the living God, and you may not steal them. You may not borrow them. You may not touch them in the name of Jesus. Father, any demonic that came into our possession, we release it now to the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. Break it. We send every attack against our finances back where it came from in the name of Jesus. Every attack, every attack, every attack, every attack. We raise the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked in the name of Jesus. There are some of you who think your finances are not under attack, but you're not looking in the spirit realm. You're just looking in the natural. Our money belongs to God. Father, we thank you for opening the floodgates of heaven and letting your rain come on your people in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. But we thank you for your protection over our jobs, Father. All of our sources of income, Father. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Increase. In Jesus' name. Ruka Baba Sana. We cut us and our finances free from every ungodly silver cord and ley line, every soul tie, garland, attachment, covenant, agreement, consent, vow, pledge, pact, and any form of agreement with the demonic realm. We cut our finances free from the demonic realm in the name of Jesus Christ. Our businesses. Our enterprises. Even our hobbies that bring in money. All of our accounts, Rukosi, Bebe, Shede, Deda, Rukosa, Rabri, Risalaya Saha, Rukosa, Rabrika, Dedio Sota, Yarrakahata. We pull down all protections around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, thieves, shamans, and sorcerers in Jesus' name. We break the power of every curse. The curse of poverty is broken and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We break every spell, every vex, every kick, charm, fetishes, witchcraft, voodoo, magic, mind control, death, bewitchments, potions, torment, all psychic warfare in the name of Jesus. Incantations, root works, crystals, tribal rituals, and sins. We bind you in the name of Jesus. You have no authority. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that is risen against us in send the judgment back. Send the judgment back where it came from. The judgment goes back where it came from in the name of Jesus. It is not of God. Ruka shall not stand in Jesus' name. Ruka ha lelele se de ruka ba 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 sha ta da breke. Si lele dio su ta da breke ta ra ka ta da brose de dio su ta. Yar ruko lelele se de da breke break it, break it. In the name of Jesus, increase, 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 increase. Glory to God. Increase in Jesus' name. Increase. We thank you for the increase, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your love. In dependence on your love, we ask you to prepare us for maturity and your perspective to reign in our lives. Father, we ask you to bring this into effective fruition in our lives by your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We humble ourselves to receive of your grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for citizens of every nation that are detained, trapped, and held against their will in Afghanistan and other territories. Father, deliver them from Satan and from all evil. We remit their sins and the sins of their ancestors. Father, save their souls. We ask that you deliver them from the wrath of their enemies. We also ask, Father, that President Biden take full responsibility for the betrayal of past promises made by the United States government. We ask for the judgment of the righteous judge upon every occurrence which is and was against the will of Jesus Christ. For the life of every Christian that has been taken, we ask for millions of souls in that region for Jesus Christ and his kingdom. We forgive all who should be forgiven according to your word, and we ask for your will to be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Father, we place our trust in your holy name. Thank you, Father. Father, pour out your mercies upon those women and children who cannot help themselves and should be saved. Place songs of deliverance in their mouths to still the avenger in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone said amen, amen and amen. Father, you are the one who makes a way of escape, and we ask you to make a sure way of escape for them in the name of Jesus. Amen. We ask for a sure way of escape in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, those that have been mistreated, that have been tortured, that have been beaten. We ask you to lay your hands on their wounds, Lord. Oh,
God knows all things at once.
creatures know one thing by another, and one thing after another. Their understandings are unable to take in many objects at once, much less able to take in all objects at once. But God seeth all things in one view. God sees all things in one view. He doesn't see it like we see a movie, a frame to a frame to a frame. He sees everything from eternity past to eternity future all at once. He's never lost. He can tell it all. And he's the only one who can. In Psalm 33, beginning with verse 8, Psalm 33, beginning with verse 8, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. When do we do that, saints? When do we take time to stand in awe of our God? That's important. It helps us to keep our focus in a mad world. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to nothing. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. God has an inheritance. He's chosen a people to be his inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. So God has more than a panoramic view. He sees a view that we've never seen. He has it all immediately, all at once. He knows everything. He sees everything. There's nothing that can be hidden from him. If you were planning to tell him what's going to happen in 5 minutes, he already knows. It's not news to him. It's news to you. So you see, we have to consider that God knows a lot more than we have ever known. God knows a lot more than we have ever known. In Job 33, beginning with verse 12, Job chapter 33, beginning with verse 12, God is greater than man, it says in verse 12. God is greater than man. It would be nice if more people believed this because it's the truth. God is greater than man. Why dost thou strive against him? Why are you in disagreement with him? Why are you arguing with him? Why are you contending with him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. He doesn't have to explain what he does to you. He's God. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. God's spoken and man still can't get the point. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when sleep, deep sleep, falleth upon men, and slumberings upon the bed. Then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. God's talking, but we're still not getting the point. We're still arguing with him, and he's still telling us this is the way it is. We're still debating with him. We're still questioning him, and he's telling us this is it. So, God knows all things from everlasting, before the world had any beings at all. Men and angels may know what is, when it is, but they cannot know as God knows. They cannot know before it ever was. That's what God knows. In Acts chapter 15, verse 18, the book of Acts, chapter 15, verse 18, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. You know, we need to take time sometimes to just meditate on what God is saying. You know, if you go too fast, you'll miss too much. We need to slow down and meditate on what the Lord is really saying. We need to let it sink in. Known unto God, it did not say known unto man, known unto God, are all his works, every single thing he's done. And he's known them from the beginning of the world. Not after he created it. He knew it before then. So you see, God is not behind in the times. Psalm 33, verse 11. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. Our God, by his eternal understanding, knows all things perfectly, immediately, distinctly, and every moment. He knows it all. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. We need the thoughts of his heart. We need his counsel. We're but dust, matriculating here on earth, trying to figure it out. But he has the answers already. He has every answer. 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. 1 John chapter 3, verse 20. If our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. You see, we have this tendency to say, well, I feel such and such and such, and I feel such and such and such. But the Bible says that God is greater than our heart. He's greater than our I feel, and he knows all things. Regardless of what you feel, he knows far more. Amen? He's greater than your I feel. He's greater than your I think. He's greater than your I believe. He's much greater than, well, my opinion is. You know, I used to tell people that God does not need our opinion. He has one of his own. And it's the truth. He doesn't need our opinion. He does have one of his own. And his is the only one that's noteworthy. His is the only one that's noteworthy. The Gospel of John, chapter 21. Peter was talking to Jesus. John 21, verse 17. Peter was having this serious conversation with Jesus after he had declared that he didn't even know him and ran away and said he was going fishing. Jesus came for him. Isn't that good? The Lord knows our weaknesses, and he loves us right through them. He said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Peter speaking, Lord, thou knowest all things. Lord, you know everything. You know my heart, and I thought I knew it, but I was wrong. You warned me that I was going to have a temptation, but I didn't heed your warning. And I'm sorry that I didn't. I didn't know that that was in me. That's what Peter was saying. Peter was torn. His heart was broken when he betrayed the Lord. He didn't know that betrayal was down on the inside of him. He didn't think he was capable of betraying the Lord. But you see, Jesus already knew. And he prayed for Peter that his faith not fail. Think of all the things that are in us that we are yet to recognize, that the Lord already knows about, and he loves us right through them. Think about that. Our God is much greater than our heart. For he knows all things. He knows what has been, what is, what will be, what can be, what cannot be. He knows. He makes all. He upholds all. He governs all. And he discerns all. Wow. Yes. It's true. In 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9, 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Throughout the whole earth. You got a relative or a family member over in Afghanistan, the Lord can see them right now. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Why? To show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Whose heart is perfect toward him. It's possible to have a heart that is perfect toward the Lord. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. He knows the spirit of man better than man knows himself. He knows the spirit of man better than man knows himself. In Jeremiah chapter 17, Jeremiah chapter 17, beginning with verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 17, beginning with verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. You bring a curse on yourself when you're just going to trust in people and what people and their devices and their systems can do, and allow your heart to depart from the Lord. You bring a curse on yourself. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh. So when good comes, you're not even going to see it, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Out in the barrenness of life is where that person will end. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. The blessing comes when we trust the Lord and our hope is in him. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. What a different picture from a tumbleweed out in the desert someplace where nobody lives anyway, to a tree that's planted by a river whose roots go deep, plenty of nourishment, everything that's needed is provided. Not careful or anxious when a drought comes. No, my roots are deep. My roots can go find more water. It doesn't ever cease to give forth fruit. It's never barren or unfruitful. What a different picture. The heart is deceitful above all things. It'll lie to you in a hot second. And desperately wicked. Who can know it? Remember, we said that the Lord knows the spirit of man better than man does. I, the Lord, search the heart. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins. In other words, he tries our motives. He tries our emotions. He tries us from the inside out. Even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So there's a reward after being tested and tried when the Lord finds out what's really inside of you. Not that he doesn't know. He brings it forth so you can smell it and see if it's the sweet fruit of the Spirit or not. It must come forth. You must have the opportunity, if it's corruption, to repent. And how would you know? It's buried deep within. Well, part of it comes out of your mouth when you speak. But are you paying attention to that? No. But the Lord will bring it forth so that you find out how it smells. If it's a sweet-smelling savor or if it's the rancor of bitterness. He'll reveal your own heart to you, especially when you ask him to. In 1 Kings chapter 8, 1 Kings chapter 8, beginning with verse 38. What prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart. Every man shall know the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands toward this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. In other words, Lord, when we come before you and we know what's in our hearts and we come before you to pray, to seek your face, hear from heaven and forgive us, because you know our hearts. You know what's really in us. We may have an outward show for people, but you know the real us. For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men. I know there are people who go around telling you they can see so-and-so's heart, but God does that. That's his department. Amen? Mm-hmm. Our God knows the hearts of men. God sees the inside. He pries into the very bowels of things. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. The Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Quite different, very different from us. Hebrews chapter 4, beginning with verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, beginning with verse 12. For the word of God is quick, it's alive and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. The marrow is inside the bone. It's what makes up the bone. It's what keeps the bone alive, healthy, and thriving. It's the nourishment center of the bone. And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God knows not only our thoughts, but what we intend. He sees every single motive, good or evil. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and opened. There's nothing closed to God, nothing cloaked to God, unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Now, I know when we were growing up, they had this comic figure, and he had this ability to see. Was that Superman? Yeah, that's who that was. Yeah, he had X-ray vision. Well, he's nothing on Jesus. All he could do was X-ray vision. That's not very far. God's vision is far beyond that. Before you were conceived, he knew who you would be. He knew if you would have a bad mouth. He knew if you would change and receive him as Lord and Savior. He knew if you would go around cussing folks out and telling them a piece of your mind. He knew everything about you. He knew if you were a brawler and you would get into fights just because you could. He knew if you were so foolish that you jump on a motorcycle full of drugs and go as fast as you can and destroy the motorcycle and just about you too. He knew just how much sense you had in your head. Amen. Praise the Lord. Old things have passed away. All things became new. Amen. God knew from the beginning. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9. Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father. That's a lot. Solomon, my son, here is your counsel. Know thou the God of thy father. Your father knew him, but now you need to know him for yourself. See, you can't make it in holding on to grandma's apron string. Yes, she stayed up all night praying for you, but there comes a time when you got to know the Lord for yourself. Grandma can fast and pray for you and have midnight vigils at the church for you. But there comes a time when you must know the Lord for yourself. Mother can fast and pray all through the midnight hour. Grandpa can get up in the morning by his bed calling on the name of Jesus. But there comes a time when you must know the Lord for yourself. And serve him. Know the God of thy father and serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. You see, everybody in the family can be praying for you just like they were for Pat Holiday. The whole family praying because you're so terrible. But there comes a time when you have to get to know God for yourself and choose to serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. And that willing mind has got to be made up to serve the Lord. You got to have a made-up mind to serve the Lord. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. Everything that comes together to put your thoughts in order, the Lord knows them. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. If. That's right. There comes a point that your mama can't do your seeking of God for you. You have to do your own. Your auntie can't do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. It's important for our loved ones to know that we can intercede for them, but we can't love God for them. They have to do that for themselves. They have to sell out to him themselves. They have to choose a no-compromising life themselves. They have to choose to be faithful to the Lord. They have to do that. Psalm 7, verse 9. Psalm 7, verse 9. For the righteous God trieth the heart, the motives, the emotions, He tries us. Yes, he does. Or we would march around thinking we were perfect little people. We don't have any flaws, God. Can't you see? We've been washed in the blood. We're perfect now. No. Let's have the truth. Let's have the truth. So God has to point it out to us. Sometimes it's quite painful, but it's worth it. Amen? And when we fast, the Lord is gracious to us. He pulls back the cover on our own inadequacy and all the lies that we tell ourselves and all the untruths that we walk in and all the traps that we get stuck in. He pulls the cover back, and the light from heaven shines on everything, and we begin to see it for what it is. We see our flaws. And so we can no longer pretend that we have none. We see our weaknesses, and we can't cover up. All things are naked and open before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. He knows why we have failures. He knows where they begin. He knows about every physical weakness in our body. And how that got there. He knows it all. There's no prescription that we can write to him and say, here, God, if you do this, it'll fix me. It just doesn't work that way. But as we seek his face, he pulls back the layers. And he pulls back the layers. And he pulls back the layers so we can see who we really are, and be grateful for who he really is. Yes, God tries and tests our hearts, our motives, our emotions. In Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 20, Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 20, but, O Lord of hosts, thou judgest righteously, that trieth the reins and the heart. That trieth the reins and the heart. Some saints are ignorant and foolish enough to think that they can pull the wool over God's eyes, so to speak, but not so. How seriously foolish they are. Psalm 94, beginning with verse 7. Psalm 94, beginning with verse 7. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. In other words, he can't see this and he doesn't care anyway. Understand, ye brutish among the people. The other word for brutish is stupid, by the way. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chasteneth the heathen, shall he not correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. God knows what we think. He knows every single thing. They think that the Lord isn't looking, and maybe he doesn't care. How foolish. If our God is our God deaf and blind, he who made ears and eyes and heals and restores them? No, he's not deaf and blind. He knows everything. So doesn't he also know what you are doing? Doesn't he know? Our Father is fully aware of how limited and futile are the thoughts of people. Why not? It's working. Speakers off. Time to refresh. If they've heard up to now, then it's the computer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Our Father is fully aware of how limited and futile are the thoughts of people. Is that improved? We're waiting. Okay. Futile means that which fails completely of the desired end or is incapable of producing any profitable result. I'll say that again. Our Father is fully aware of how limited and futile are the thoughts of people. Futile means that which fails completely of the desired end or is incapable of producing any profitable result. Our thoughts are in this category. In his great wisdom and love, our God counsels us to change. In Romans 12, verse 2, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Don't settle for what's down here. It's too limited. And quite often what you see is not the will of God. But instead, allow your mind to be renewed and be ye changed. Metamorphosis from caterpillar to butterfly. You change. Don't expect them to change. They're still following the evil one. But you change. While you're here on earth, don't wait to be translated home and then I'll be changed. No, change here. Change now. Allow your thoughts, your mind, your motives, your emotions, everything about you, your imagination, to be changed. Allow for the process. Open up to the process. Give way to the process. Yield to the process so that your mind will be changed and you will be transformed and you will be able to flow with God instead of bucking against it. Well, don't copy the behavior and customs and trends and viewpoints and attitudes of this world or how you've always been. You see, there are people that are saying, well, I'm not in agreement with the world, but you're still hanging out in that same ditch called, this is how I've always been. And God wants you out of that ditch. Does he need a caterpillar to get you out? I tell you, he keeps saying, I'm calling to you, come out of the ditch. And you're going, it's cool sitting here in the ditch. And he's saying, come out of the ditch. I've always been sitting in the ditch. My family sits in the ditch, too. And he says, come out of the ditch. And you're sitting there playing with all the little animals and earthworms in the ditch. And he's saying, come out of the ditch. And you're in there with the cattails and splashing in that little muddy water. It smells bad anyway. And you think you're just fine in the ditch. And he keeps saying, come out of the ditch. We just read it. God speaks once, he speaks twice, but man doesn't perceive it because he's having fun playing in the ditch. Well, that's how it is. But transform saints into a new and different person with a fresh newness in your thinking and doing. You will discover how our God's ways far surpass your own ways. Well, Lord, I've always done it this way. Well, come up higher. There's a better way, God's way. Amen? There's always a better way, God's way. The mindset of this world is not the mind of Christ. You turn on the TV, they go blah, 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 blah. That's not the mind of Christ. You get the mind of Christ in his word alone with him. That is not the mind of Christ. All right? So if you keep ingesting, you take a daily portion of it. I'm just eating all this mess. But from the world system of living, you will be corrupted from the purity that is in Jesus Christ, and you will be double-minded. Case in point. Okay, I have permission to use this example. I know certain people, Christians. When all of this hoopla started, are you going to get a shot? Oh, no, I know the vaccines don't heal anything, and then they just tell me all about it. Okay. Time passes. Time passes. Time passes. Talk to them again. Well, I've got to go back to work now, so I went and got me a shot. Now, when we started this conversation, Psalm 91 was still Psalm 91. All throughout the process, Psalm 91 is still Psalm 91. But at some point, you no longer want to trust Psalm 91 and the writer of Psalm 91. So you come up with your protection. You see what I mean? It happens every day, every single day. And you want to ask, but you know better, did you ask him permission to do that? You know not to ask that question because you won't get to get up and go home when you want to go home. You'll have to sit there and listen to them go on and on and on and on. Okay. In your Bible, it says that your body belongs to Jesus. He purchased it. It's his personal property. Since it's his personal property, did you ask permission before you did what you did? However, this is life. This is life. So that you won't receive from the Lord. Once you're double-minded, you shouldn't expect to receive anything of the Lord. That's what the scripture says. You know, part of your mind wants to go here, and part of your mind is over here, and then you go back and forth and vacillate. And no, that's not going to work. Not with our God. Instead, you should ask our strong deliverer to deliver you from compromise and hypocrisy. Lord, get me out of this wavering, vacillating, going back and forth. You tell me to be single-minded in you, not double-minded. You outwardly say, I follow Jesus. But in the depth of your being, it is quite another matter. Well, it happens. Truthfully speaking, you still doubt our God. If the truth be told, now isn't that so? You've heard it preached, you've read it in the scriptures, and you still doubt him, don't you? The Father knows it, and so do you. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 4. Cease from thine own wisdom. Cease, that means stop. Stop pulling your knowledge out of your own wisdom. You got a good case of the I think. Well, you would think, cease from thine own wisdom. You can't be your source of wisdom. If you belong to Jesus, he's your source, not you. Amen? Why waste your time? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning with verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning with verse 18. Let no man deceive himself. Do not deceive your own self. Don't lie to you. Don't try to mislead yourself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. Well, what do you mean by that, Pastor? Let him stop regarding himself as being such a big, such a much, this so wise. Let him consider himself to be a fool. And then wisdom can come to him because he won't think that he already has it. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. You know, they think they have the answer to everything, but we both know it's not the truth. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 21. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 21. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. They think they've got it going on. They're so wonderful. They're the chip. They're the salt. They're the crunch. They've got it all, but not so. Woe unto them is not good. They think they know it all. They think they've got it all. And they tell you that your religion is just a crutch. Well, it's not a crutch. But if I needed one, that would be the best one. My relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It just happens to be the truth. So, God wants us to change. You see, saints, woe and trouble are to all those who think themselves to be wise or shrewd in their own eyes. The mind of the fool is not the mind of Christ. You don't believe God, do you? Well, if you want our God to protect you, you must learn to believe what he says. You must learn to believe what he said. And a lot of saints read the Bible, but they don't believe what God said. And it makes a world of difference in their faith. You've seen people that have been in church, oh, decades. And then when it's time to talk to them about their lives, you find out they hardly have any faith at all. You see, you can't just read it. You've got to believe it. You've got to believe it. And you've got to act as though it's so. That's when you know you're starting to believe. It's that simple. In Romans chapter 1, verse 22, Romans chapter 1, verse 22, God speaks of a lot of people. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They think they've got it all. But they really don't. You see, when you believe in what you think, and in what you feel, and in what you see, and in what you know, without the counsel of our Heavenly Father first, you reduce yourself to behaving and believing as a fool does. You see, when you believe in what you think and in what you feel, and in what you see and in what you know without the counsel of our Heavenly Father first, you reduce yourself to behaving and believing as a fool does. And our Father finds no pleasure in fools. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Counselor. And his name shall be called Counselor. Yes, he is the Counselor. Do you seek him for his counsel? Or are you still believing in your own wisdom? You claim to know this, you claim to know that. But what do you really know that is God's wisdom? Are you the descendant of fools? Well, let's go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, beginning with verse 11. Genesis chapter 1, beginning with verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the tree, fruit tree yielding fruit, after his own kind, whose seed is in itself. Verse 12, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind. So it seems that the tree can only bring forth after his kind. Something tells me it's that way with people, too. Genesis chapter 1, verse 21. He was talking about the living creatures. God created whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind. And every winged fowl after his kind. Verse 24, the same was with the living creature after his kind, and the beast of the earth after his kind. Exodus 34, verse 7. Exodus 34, 1, verse 7. So it seems that you bring forth after your kind. So are you the descendant of fools, is the question. Well, if so, Exodus 34, verse 7, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generation. Act serious. Numbers chapter 14, verse 18. Numbers chapter 14, verse 18. The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the father, the sins of the fathers, upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. We call them generational sins and curses. So I ask you again, are you the descendant of fools? That may be part of the problem. Amen? So, well, you've heard the saying, the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree. You've heard that. Children much exhibit the same or very similar traits as their parents and ancestors. So, let's move forward with the Lord. Proverbs chapter 8, beginning with verse 32. Proverbs chapter 8, beginning with verse 32. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O you children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Blessed are they that obey my ways. If you're the descendant of fools, you need some new ways. And you are blessed when you obey the Lord's ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. What do you mean, my own understanding? The way you've always thought. Don't depend on that anymore. Don't lean on it for support anymore. It will fail you. Instead, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. That doesn't mean wave at God from the earth. It means far more than that. You have to go submit yourself to his counsel, and he shall direct thy path. It doesn't say you're going to get a bright idea and you're directing your own path. No. It says he does the directing. That would mean you need to do the following. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Instead, fear the Lord, reverence the Lord, and depart from evil. You see, being wise in your own eyes and not reverencing the counsel of the Lord is evil. And all of the punishments of the evildoers will rightly apply. That's right. You see, if you step over into that category, what's in that category becomes yours. I would suggest you don't move in that direction. Psalm 111, verse 10. Psalm 111, verse 10. Psalm 111, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Reverencing the Lord for who he really is the beginning of obtaining God's wisdom. If you take God lightly, you're not going to get any wisdom from him. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. In fact, the more you do his commandments, the better understanding you get. Amen? Saints, get off of your own high horse before you fall off and discover that it was only a hog, not a horse. Saints, God is here to help us today. Humility is still preferred above pride and arrogancy. Amen? You know, down there under that hog, it ain't going to be no fun. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse 25. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. God doesn't call a bunch of them. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yes, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. He chooses things that are not even, and he uses them to bring an end to things that are. Yes, he is God. That no flesh should glory in his presence. No, you won't act like Satan. The troubles of life will humble you if you allow them to. God is far wiser than the wisest plan of the wisest man. The Lord gives his counsel to those who desire it and are willing to be teachable, meek, patient, and will not despise his way. Well, God says to walk on this side of the sidewalk. Well, I ain't finna walk over there because I don't want to go over there. Well, that won't work. Stubbornness doesn't work with God. If you haven't found that out, you will. That's right. It just won't work. You can be as stubborn as you want, but don't try that with him. We are to be turning away from our wicked ways, not continually repeating them. Amen? How many times must we go around the same mountain before we realize that it's the same mountain? Nothing's changed but the season. It's the same mountain. The very same mountain. Our God gives common sense to those who can recognize it and are willing to receive it. He's not going to force it down your throat. Open your mouth wide and he'll fill it, but he's not going to force it down your throat. Psalm 119, verse 34. Psalm 119, verse 34. Give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. Yes, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments. For therein do I delight. He'll bless you with some common sense and some wisdom, even if you are the descendant of fools. But you've got to want it. You've got to really want it. He's not going to just shove it down your throat. For God giveth to man that which is good in his sight, wisdom and knowledge and joy. God is good to his people. 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. When God drops down into your heart and into your spirit his word and the power of his words in your life, hold on to it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hold on to it. Don't just let it fly away like, oh, that was nice. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. That's Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. Our Heavenly Father desires for his children to be wise in him and not foolish. He desires to warn us about troubles and problems that we will face. He desires for those among us who are mature and wise to become wiser still. How does a saint become wise? The first step is to trust and reverence the Lord. The first step is to trust and reverence the Lord. Amen? Rise for the benediction. Amen. Yes, you need to recast. I'll help you there. Yes, you need to recast. And yes, God is talking to you. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. We all need that. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and forever. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. And the church said amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Recast, 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 and happy fasting. Pastor loves you. Amen. Praise the Lord.